we got to say something on the radio. Totally not ready. We are member supported at KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Circus Kids is the band, and the song is called Circus Life. It's track two off what appears to me the self-titled LP, which I'm holding in my hand right now. You got to get right up on those microphones, you guys. Oh, it's not on, huh? There we go. Hi, Circus Kids. Welcome to our studio.
Howdy.
Hello.
Howdy. You guys actually walked in, what, a couple weeks ago?
A week ago.
Floated us.
Exactly.
A week ago, exactly.
Yes.
Floated me the CD, and it's good. You guys
Thank
are relatively new
you.
Out of Southern California, right?
Yes, about a year old, I would say. A little over a year.
So how did this whole Circus Kids thing come about? Because you guys are a duo.
Yes.
And it's pretty high energy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I take that as a compliment. I like high energy.
Okay.
Well, so, I mean, it's kind of a concept I developed a long time ago. I was, as a little kid, influenced by the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus.
Sure.
They held some huge thing in 1968, where they got kind of the coolest bands of the time to come perform in this big tent. And ever since then,
Hold on. That was in 1968?
Yes.
Are you familiar with that, or did he turn you on to that? Because I had no idea that was a thing.
Thanks.
He had introduced me to that.
Yes.
No kidding. And it was called Circus something or other?
It was called the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I kind of, as a kid, I idolized it, and I wished that I could be in the Rock and Roll Circus. And so, I don't know, since they kind of discontinued that, I figured I'd kind of start my own rock and roll circus.
And the Circus Kids were born.
Yes.
Right. Again, it's a duo, and I guess you would describe the music as maybe straightforward rock, blues-leaning, who knows, like almost taking a page out of Jack White and Little Meg.
Oh, yes.
The White Stripes, because you're on the drums and you play guitar.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's a huge influence there. Same with the Black Keys. They have the blues rock going on and the duo thing, too. But I don't know. I've always classified it as circus rock because I've kind of drawn influences from many genres and bands that I love.
Not only that, you wear the whole Ringmaster's outfit at live shows, don't you? Is that what you told me?
I'm considering this one a live show, so I got the jacket on as well.
And he never washes it.
Yep, and I never we didn't need to disclose that, but no.
That's very punk rock, you guys.
Yeah.
Again, you guys are Southern California through and through, originally from here?
No.
I am. Paul is from Northern California.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm from the East Bay Area.
So I imagine you guys were involved in other musical projects before this the Circus Kids thing?
Yeah, I was involved in one band before, just for a few years, and then Paul...
I'm a little musical...
Snatched me up,
Yeah, I've been in a bunch of bands, actually. A bunch of projects. They weren't always bands. One of them was like kind of an acoustic duo thing.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say a full-blown band, but yeah, I've always kind of been involved in music.
Well, this project is, I'm sorry, I cut you off there.
Oh, no worries. I was just going to say up until this, where it's essentially I started kind of my own thing as opposed to joining other ones or something.
Well, this is great. There's 16 tracks on this album.
Yes.
Are we considering it a demo, or is this the official debut full-length type of thing?
That's the full-length.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
LP.
And where did you guys record this stuff?
We recorded drums in our friend's garage.
Awesome.
And then Paul recorded the rest at his apartment.
All homegrown.
Very DIY. Homegrown, just like that Ringmaster's jacket you're wearing in the studio right now.
I had a friend cut it up for me, basically.
That's awesome. This is the Circus Kids from Southern California. Shows on the horizon to talk about. You guys going to be playing around town. Don't you play Long Beach a lot?
Yeah, we played there before. We have a show coming up on the 19th, the Saturday at Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Cool. That's cool. That's Record Store Day.
That one's awesome because we're going to be opening up for some pretty cool bands.
Yes.
Leopold and His Fiction and the Soft White 60s are playing. And we get
Fullerton's
to open
a cool place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, it's cool and cute and quaint, and there's things to do and record stores and cool craft breweries, which I understand is another passion for you guys, huh?
Most definitely.
Well, let's talk about that. I want to play another song off the record, and then we'll come back, and you guys even brought more or less a stripped-down version of, your
the
setup.
The Circus Kids.
Mm-hmm. A stripped-down version of the Circus Kids. Let me cue this one up. Track 9 off the new record. Wicked, Lead the Way. Can you give us a storyteller's type of moment with this song, or should we just play it on the radio?
Play it. It shows all your favorite villains from a lot of shows and movies and all that.
All right, this is The Circus Kids on member-supported radio KX93.5. we got to say another thing on the radio, huh? That's how that works, right? That's the Circus Kids. Yeah, that's the Circus Kids with Wicked. Lead the way, dude. Very much.
So music.
I'm trying to say, if you like bands like, very much like, you know, the Black Keys and those other outfits, you would definitely dig on the Circus Kids.
Sweet.
Thank you.
We're so silly right now.
And we haven't even started the craft brews.
I know. Yeah. Speaking of craft beers, what are you guys digging on these days? What's in your fridge?
I'm pretty sure, yep, Ellie and I are unanimously agreeing on that one. Stone.
Stone.
And I tried, I went to Ballast Point recently.
Where's that at?
In San Diego.
Like deep in San Diego, like Point Loma-ish or something?
Yeah, it's near where I grew up. I grew up in Rancho Penasquitos, kind of near Poway, Mira Mesa.
Right on.
In that area.
Yeah, I know the area well, actually. But yeah, Stone's a huge powerhouse in San Diego.
Yes.
Ballast Point's good as well. What do you dig on from Ballast Point?
I had their, I think it's called the Black Marlin Porter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was delicious.
I don't know. I dig on an Imperial Porter for sure.
Yes.
The Black Marlin's pretty good. I don't know if that's a double or anything like that. I don't think it is. But yeah, a full-flavored stout or a porter, isn't it the best thing ever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You guys should come back for our beer segment on
on
Fridays. We do it every Friday.
I'm so down.
Are you guys having an IPA day? Because I'm kind of an IPA man.
We're highlighting Belgian beers this month, actually, which some people, it's like an acquired taste, you know? But actually, we're highlighting Stella. Everybody knows about Stella, and that's going to be this Friday. But apparently, there's some sort of a 9-point like pouring technique involved with the Stella beer, and I'm going to learn all about it on Friday. Yeah, for sure. But I'll let you know when there's like
Stella has a specifically 9-point.
Or maybe just like the Belgian styles, you know? Yeah, but I'll invite you to that for sure.
Please do.
This is the Circus Kids from Southern California, brand new rock and roll project. They love their craft beer. They love playing rock and roll. And normally at a set, you guys would be totally plugged in. But what did you bring today to perform for us?
We brought a cajon and an acoustic guitar, and
cool.
We plan on playing two. I thought this is okay.
Yeah, man, of course.
One?
I'd love to get a couple songs out of you.
Sweet.
As far as the cajon goes, for the uninitiated, what is that instrument you brought with yourself today?
It's basically just a wooden box that a hand drum. It just looks like a wooden box.
Do you play stripped down sets often, or you just had to do it because you can't really accommodate a fully plugged in thing here?
The ladder. This kind of forced us to get on the ball with the acoustic sets. We've been meaning to do some acoustic shows.
Yeah.
And we want to book places around our area, but we haven't really set up for one because we haven't had I guess we were lazy, essentially. But now we're forced to do it, so we're a little more ready.
Awesome. And from what I've heard when we were kind of sound checking behind the scenes, sounds rather good, stripped down,
well,
you guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what did you guys want to play first for us here in our studio?
All right, we're going to play you a song called The Ringmaster.
The Ringmaster, and this could be found off the brand new record. It's an LP. It's a full length. I think that's the term. 16 tracks on this thing. It is the Circus Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And where can people find your stuff online?
Well, you can go to iTunes. You can go to Bandcamp. We are also on Spotify. And we sell physical copies at our shows, so if you ever catch us in your area, come by and we'll have a physical copy ready for you.
Cool. You guys are great. I like hanging with
you
in the studio, and you're always welcome here on the radio. If there's ever anything you want to promote or plug, then certainly come through. So whenever you guys are ready.
Okay. Let me just adjust this mic here.
There you go. Well, you're your own engineer. I'll fix that while you start playing there.
All
things
right.
are falling off of the microphones. I love it. I tell people it's the perils of being an independent radio station, you know?
Hey,
sometimes
equipment
falls apart.
We're a garage rock band, and this is garage type material.
Absolutely.
Right there.
All right, this is the Circus Kids live on KX93.5.
Plays you for a fool.
That just happened right in front of my eyeballs. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5. That is the Circus Kids on member-supported radio. Thanks for finding us, by the way. How'd you even find out that you had a new radio station right around the corner?
I went to the Johnny Kaplan and the Lazy Star show out in the Harp Inn.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing this story.
And then I met Johnny from here, from this station.
Yes.
And he gave me his card. He was a really nice guy. And then he told me to contact you, Mookie.
Without even hearing your music? Johnny said, hit up Mookie? No kidding.
He just said, hit up Mookie, bring him a CD and see if he likes you or not, or hates it. It
turns out it's good. So as an independent artist, you guys, you know, what is it? What's the next step? What does it take? Are you guys going to try to tour the country to support this record? Or
I would love to.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, it's like obviously money is always an issue in certain things like that.
Right.
But you know, our craft is the electric sets, the live garage sound.
Absolutely. So that was done brilliantly. That sounded great.
Thank you. Yeah, that was our first time doing that, so still gotta work on kinks like that.
So I guess in the meantime, have you ever done the crowdfunding thing? Is that the term, like Kickstarter campaigns? Is that something you might consider to fund a tour or maybe the next record?
Because I've
heard some success stories when it comes to that, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I've heard artists go above and beyond and raise a bunch of money on a Kickstarter campaign. That could be good, or, you know, you could even use that money to, you know, rent a tour bus so you could drive around and hit up various cities and play shows, you know?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You feed us tons of ideas, and I love it.
Right. Like I can't wait to see what happens next, but I want to get this record into people's earballs. You know, just like just like I'm trying to get the radio station on the map. You know, it's all about social media.
Of course, trying
to figure out ways to just get the word out. You know,
we're really happy to be on this, so that's why it's kind of independent to independent. So
totally, DIY. It's the biggest thing right now.
Yep.
Yeah, I think people want alternative, whether it's print media or TV or internet stuff or radio outlets. You know. Mm-hmm. And we're offering that something a little bit different on the FM airwaves. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So donate to the radio station or buy tickets to our Craft Brews and Views event, which is happening very soon. Yeah. Mm. Right. Sounds good. This is the Circus Kids live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. What about yourself behind there on the drum kit? What are some of the bands that you were growing up, you know, listening to who, you know, really molded you into the drummer you are today?
I don't know. I listened to a lot of popular music. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I did.
So was it always the drums for you?
Not just that. I was into all aspects of the music. I've always really been into music. I did like percussion and all the nerdy orchestra stuff when I was growing up, and drumline later on. So I've always been interested in music in all its forms.
In all its forms,
yes.
Absolutely. And you'd probably say the same thing too, right? I mean, music's everywhere, and we're all pick and choose little, you know,
things
from other artists.
One band that has particularly inspired me was Queen and Freddie Mercury growing up. I just kind of loved his showmanship, and I just kind of loved, I don't know, they're obviously a very inspirational band. Like Brian May on guitars.
Amazing.
Any guitarist should listen to him and just see what he does. He creates orchestras just with his guitar alone. So, I don't know. I think they're just great musicians, and they're very inspiring.
To see a Queen live set is amazing. I mean, not a lot of bands could rock an arena or, you know, a stadium, and Queen could certainly do that.
Yeah.
No problem.
We were just talking about the Live Aid concert, which happened in 1985, and that was the first time that I saw Queen play live. Not in 85. I was 5 years old. But it was after the fact. I got a DVD of the Live Aid thing.
Yeah,
and,
I've seen that one. It's
have
amazing.
Have is the best thing, and everybody played it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that
comes highly recommended. It's out there somewhere on DVD, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Circus Kids, can we hear another song?
Yes, this one is a brand new song that has never been performed ever, ever.
What is this song?
It is called Taming the Lion.
And did you guys just recently write this? And has it been recorded quite yet?
It is not recorded at all. I guess on my phone we recorded it so we wouldn't forget the structure of it. But it's kind of a concept I've had for a while now. It's something when I get another full-length album going, I want it on there. And she just added Cajon to it recently, and we figured let's throw it together for this radio show.
Beautiful. It's a KX93.5 exclusive, you guys. It's a debut, if you will. Never before heard on the airwaves.
Yep.
Or anywhere for that matter. And it's the Circus Kids live on the radio at your leisure, whenever you're ready.
All right. Taming the Lion.
It's the softer side of the Circus Kids on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That's a brand new song that nobody's really ever heard yet, but performed live in our Pearl Street studios. Awesome. Sounds good, you guys. Again, we appreciate you guys
coming through.
Come to our studios anytime.
Come hang out. I would love to, actually.
Yeah. So shows that are happening soon again, I know you gotta talk about it over and over on the radio because we want people to come out to
them. Of course.
You know?
I would love you guys to come out to Fullerton Slide Bar April 19th, which is a Saturday night, and it's free, so you have no excuse. So get there at 8 p.m., because I believe we go on around 8 p.m.
And you're playing with a couple other bands who are relatively good?
Very good.
Very good.
They're touring. They're, like, nationally touring right now.
Cool.
So they're stopping by Fullerton, and we get to be a part of that, which is
Dude, you guys
awesome.
Are going to kill it. Yeah, so I'd like to show up. I don't know
please,
what I got going
please.
On.
Please, and then we also have the Santa Ana Art Walk May 3rd.
Right.
At Bistro 400, right?
Bistro 400, yes, I think.
Tell us about the Santa Ana music scene.
It's amazing. There's so many really great musicians in Santa Ana that we've met over the years.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I feel like it's a hidden gem because some people don't know a lot about Santa Ana, but it's actually my favorite music scene, definitely. There's some incredible bands out there, and we get to play alongside of them.
Yeah.
And the only reason we are anywhere at all right now is because of them. A lot of the bands there were very helpful, and they said, hey, come do shows with us. We
love your sound. There's never any competition, which is great. Everyone always wants to help each other.
Yeah. It's people that recognize the fact that, you know, we have a lot in common with them. We love music just like they do.
That's great. Yeah.
And then they took us kind of under their wing, and now we get to be a huge part of it.
And then the website to find you guys online again is what?
TheCircusKids.com. We're also on Facebook. Just search The Circus Kids. Instagram.
Yeah. All of those.
Twitter.
Facebook.com/TheCircusKids. Twitter.com/TheCircusKids. Yeah. Any social media. But if you just go on our website, TheCircusKids.com, it has all of that.
Again, if you guys like Black Keys or the White Stripes or bands that we've been playing like Little Hurricane, I feel like you would dig on The Circus Kids. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up, you guys? Anything that the public should know about this particular project?
No, we're just grateful to be here. Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh,
thanks
no.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio. We're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. 100%